Adrienne, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. Looking at the play, what inspired you to draw these parallels between cult leaders and YouTube personalities?
Well, it was quite an interesting process being led to deciding to tackle the internet as a kind of lens in which to explore cults, because at first when I had the idea, I was, like you mentioned in your intro there, I was quite interested in cults and how there were so many of them. And then as I researched more and more, people would be like, have you heard about this one and heard about this one and heard about this one? And I was thinking like, wow, I don't really know how I'm ever going to get through all this. And then once I joined up with the director, Eden Falk, we started talking about the language that social media uses when you are, you know, have Instagram or Twitter and you gather followers. And we were kind of like, ah, okay, there's something really in this. And in the fact that with social media, you do get to create your own world and your own persona, and you're kind of the architect of that completely, which lends itself to being able to be kind of manipulative or to just paint a picture that you want people to see that's very specific.
I think when people obviously think of cults, they're still thought of, putting their mind back to the likes of, the suicide cults like Heaven's Gate, Jim Jones, these kind of characters. In the modern day, do we actually still see quite a lot of cults? Do we even actually see more cropping up with so many people that are kind of able to share ideas more freely these days?
I think so. And, you know, it is very much a human trait that we want to be, we're a tribal animal and we want to find our group. And so we were also really interested in this idea of the soft cult, which could be like your workplace, it could be your family, it could be the fan club of the sporting team that you love. It could be like all of these different sort of like where it's the same psychology and it's the same thing that binds you together, but it's in a more socially acceptable form. So we were also really interested in exploring that tipping point where you're like family, workplace, yep, that's all normal. Like where does it get to the point where you start going like, oh no, that's weird, I don't like that, or that's not socially acceptable. So there's quite a lot of tension around that tipping point as well that really fascinated me, because this sort of continuum of cult-like behavior, if you like, is once you start like noticing it, you can't unnotice it. It's everywhere.
I mean, the people that sort of line up in front of Apple stores for the latest iPhones, they kind of jump to mind, yeah.
Absolutely, and it's the same thing with, I started noticing there was this fashion newsletter that I subscribe to that I get, I might maybe get an email from them every day, and then I started working on this, and they were like, oh, the cult products we can't live without, the cult trend that's sweeping the New York fashion scene, the cult this, the cult that, and I was like, it's actually a really attractive marketing angle as well for the beauty industry and for a lot of industries, because the minute that someone can't have something, or it's away from them, they're like, but why can't I have that? I want to know more about that. That's intriguing. I want to be in on the secret or the group or whatever it is.
When doing your research for this play, were there any particular leaders that kind of had, the most influence over the creation of your character and the kind of things you talk about in the play?
Yeah, there's definitely, it was interesting when you mentioned Heaven's Gate before, because I became really intrigued by them because they weren't like what I call the commune cult or the Jesus freak cult. It wasn't like, you know, you didn't think of the 1970s and people living on a farm and growing their own vegetables. They like lived in a mansion in California and ran a like website business. And so I was kind of like really intrigued by the idea of a cult that was absolutely technological and up to date on all that kind of stuff, but was still very much operating from a dogma that was almost like science fiction in its roots. And so they were definitely a big influence for me, as were, some YouTube stars, like not celebrities, but people who have become stars through YouTube, and who just do things like, hey, we're going to like make some cupcakes today, or like, here's what I do when I wake up first thing in the morning, and like, I broke up with my boyfriend, I'm going to make a vlog about it. And I was really like, wow, this is like hyper real. It's so domestic, it's even boring. Like just every tiny little domestic detail of their lives they were sharing and getting millions of views. It was like kind of wandering into a whole new world of like just this hyper reality. Because even if they're only pretending, they're still pretending to be that real and that domestic. It was like really fascinating to me.
So looking at the play itself, and I guess looking at the kind of influence you want to have on the audience in this play, you mentioned there the way these kind of words and these kind of behaviours crop up in day-to-day life. Was there a particular thought you wanted the audience coming away from? Did you want people to be a little bit more aware of how these thought behaviours, well, really can affect any one of us?
Yeah, absolutely. I constantly said when we went into this process, I would love it if someone came in having a very particular view. Maybe they know that the show is going to be exploring cults or cult mentality and thinking like, oh, well, not me. Like, clearly I'm not in a cult, so that's never going to affect me. And then there are a few things that we explore that maybe might make people be like, oh, yeah, I totally have been suckered in by that, or I totally think like that sometimes. Or just, as I said before, like finding where you might lie on that continuum, because we're all humans. Like, no one is exempt from maybe falling into those cult-like thinking, or I've constantly said no one's exempt from actually being kind of swept up in a cult. Like, we all have the same mechanics and the same sort of like abilities to fall into it. So I think if there was anything, it would be maybe you'll come out thinking like, maybe I'll apply a little bit more critical thinking. And I'm like, even just being marketed to by the big companies like you mentioned before with Apple, like, just, yeah, just sort of like being able to unpack that a little bit.
Well, Adrian, best of luck with the play. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.